It's time for North Posey Viking Basketball. Tonight's broadcast on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com is brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Viking basketball. North Posey boys are playing against Evansville Day School Eagles tonight in a matchup. North Posey coming to this game with a 1-2 record. They won their first game last night against Boonville by the final score of 44-36. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from Day School Gymnasium. Not a big crowd tonight. It's a 6 o'clock game, so people are kind of trickling in here and there, getting off work and all that. So we may have a decent crowd by the end of this game. So we're about 4.5 minutes away from the start of this matchup. But coming in this game, Day School is currently 1-2 on the season. They have played they played Campbellton, beat them 75-21. Then on the 30th of November, they played in a tournament at Lagodi and lost to Lagodi 62-43. And then the second game of the day on November 30th, they lost to Trinity Lutheran 66-58. So that's a breakdown of Day School so far in this year. They are coached by Trey Warnica. He's his first season here with the Eagles. He, like I said, he got 1-2 record. Last year, Gary Wilsey was a coach for Day School. He was here for a couple years, and he also was a former coach at Mount Vernon as well, so a little history there. Rusty Seymour coaches the Vikings this year. Overall, last night was his 60th win with North Posey. He's 60-34 right now. He's 78-61 overall in his 7 years coaching. He had 2 previous years there with New Harmony. So last night's game against Boonville, North Posey came out, won 3 of the 4 quarters. They only lost the third quarter by 8-6 to Boonville, but won against a very good Boonville team by 8 points. Leading the way for the Vikings last night was Austin Schmidt with 12 points. Brayden Compton had 11 points. Ethan Mansfield 8. Noah Kester had a season high with 7. I think it may have been a career high, 7 points. Then we had Grant Coleman with 3 points. Stone Reakin with 3 points, and that's all. But the Vikings played very well. Free throws were another costly thing that hurt the Pioneers last night. They went 4-for-10, while the Vikings went 8-for-14 from the charity stripe. So that's a breakdown of it. North Posey's led in scoring by Austin Schmidt. He's got around 14.5 points a game. Then Ethan Mansfield, he is at around 11 a game. And then Brayden Compton, he just reached over 10 points per contest. So North Posey got 3 basketball players in double digits right now so far here on the early part of the season. So this will be the 4th game for the Vikings so far here in the season. And we'll see what happens tonight. So hopefully we pull away another win tonight. And then Friday night we got to go to Mount Vernon to take on the county rival Wildcats in a matchup that will be around 7:30. And we'll bring that game to you live on WPIW. We're going to step away for a moment, take a small break. When we come back, we'll bring you the starting lineups. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM Viking Basketball.
Attention Mount Vernon. Whether you're fixing up your home, firing up the grill, or taking care of your farm, the Posey County Co-op is the place to be. We're proud to offer a wide selection of Milwaukee tools, perfect for any project. And for those of you who love to grill, check out our top-of-the-line pellet grills and smokers, ideal for your next cookout. But that's not all. We've got animal feed, farm supplies, lawn and garden products, propane, pet supplies, and so much more. From hardware to birdseed, we have everything you need to keep things running smoothly. Visit us at the Posey County Co-op in Mount Vernon. Open to the public Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 7 a.m. till noon. Your local co-op, ready to serve.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has 3 unit sizes to fit your needs: 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Our Black Friday sale starts early at Expressway Jeep and runs all month long. That's an entire month to save on every pre-owned vehicle in stock, all priced to sell. All vehicles are clearly marked with discounted prices. You won't believe the savings. With prices drastically reduced across the lot, there's no better time to buy. But don't wait. Once they're gone, they're gone. Don't wait until Black Friday to start your vehicle shopping. See our Black Friday savings now at expressway jeep.com. Black Friday, all month long, at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana. See dealer for details.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
At Nick's Industrial, culture is what sets us apart from any other organization in the industry. Our people are not only our greatest asset, we are family. Our people have a mindset of determination for wins, but still believe in staying humble along the way. We all believe in continuous education and put ongoing effort to better ourselves as well as the company. Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's Industrial at nicksindustrial.com.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full-service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy Sparkle and Shine, because your car deserves more than clean. It deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
Feel that chill? It's your reminder to make sure your furnace is working properly. That means it's time to contact Becker Heating and Air. Save some dough and ask Brad about their Posey County Furnace Service Special. Brad's your go-to expert with 27 years experience servicing and diagnosing all grands. Call soon and schedule your Posey County Service Special with Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, located on Main Street in Wadesville. Call 812-499-1324.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
Doing one more rep, giving 100% during drills, finishing the game strong.
There's a gratifying lesson in pushing yourself to your limit.
Digging a little deeper.
Refusing to give up. I am Bryce Gray from University High School.
And I'm Ashton Elpers from North Posey High School. In high school sports, when you push your body to the brink, you realize how mentally tough you are.
No matter what challenges come your way, you know you can overcome them.
Your commitment and work ethic as a student athlete helps build the drive you need to handle the physical, mental, and emotional demands of each day.
And with your coach and teammates behind you, you are reminded that you never have to face any of it alone.
I am IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig. You can see student athletes overcome obstacles firsthand by buying a ticket to your school's athletic events. It's always good to know we have champions of high school sports in the stands. This is learning perseverance. This is developing grit. This is your IHSAA.
All right. And we're back. Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from Day School Gymnasium between the North Posey Vikings and the Day School, Evansville Day School Eagles. Starting lineups for tonight's game, we'll get those out to you in just a second. North Posey comes in this game. Both teams are 1-2 right now on the year. So that's where we are right now. And I got to write the starting lineups here for North Posey real quick, and then we'll get ready to go. All right, here we go. So starting lineups for North Posey tonight, leading off for them will be senior guard number 12, Noah Kester. Then we got senior forward number 21, Stone Reakin. Senior guard number 23, Austin Schmidt. Sophomore center number 24, Brayton Compton. And then we got, they turned the lights out on us here. Wait a minute, let me get a flashlight here. Then we got senior guard number 33, Ethan Mansell, and they are coached by Rusty Seymour. Evansville Day School starting lineup is number five, Eli Kunst, number 33, Jackson Harris, number 35, Jacoby Wilkerson, number 24, Malik Zayden, and number 22, Tavon Stiff, and they are coached by Trey Warnika. That's the starting lineups here tonight for Day School and North Posey. So, crazy. Day School turned the lights out there for a minute. So I had to turn a flashlight on my phone to get this so I could see what I was talking about. So here we go. So, North Posey going tonight with the same lineup they've been with all season long. They're going with the four seniors and the sophomore Compton. It's worked out so far this year early on. And then also, North Posey will probably be they will be playing. You'll see quite a bit of Peyton Seymour, Grant Coleman, and Seth Gentile playing, which is good rotation off the bench for the Vikings. So I'm glad Coach Seymour went to a little bit of a deeper lineup than he has in past seasons and stuff. So good to see. So, but here we go. We're going to start up right now. Brayden Compton is going to jump up against number 22, Tavon Stiff. And we're about squared away. They got the lights back on here in the gymnasium. It was pitch black here for a minute. And we are ready. Here we go. Jump ball. And Day School got the jump ball. Handling the ball right now is Jacoby Wilkerson for Day School. Wilkerson hands it off to Eli Kunst. Over to 22, Taewon Stith. Stith drives the lane, lays it up on the glass, rolls in, good. Two-point basket by Taewon Stith. 2-0, Day School. Mansfield handling the ball right now for North Posey. Gives it to Schmidt. Schmidt hands it off to Kester. Kester bounce passes it to Mansfield. Mansfield gives the ball to Reakin. Reakin to Schmidt. Schmidt in the middle to Mansfield. Mansfield goes up with it. Jump shot. Rolls in. No good. Rebounded by Eli Kuntz. Gives the ball to Wilkerson. Wilkerson comes down the court. Gives it over to 33 to Jackson Harris. And Kobe Wilkerson threw the ball out of bounds. That's a turnover there by Day School. 7:05 left here, first quarter. Day School leads 2-0 over North Posey. Noah Kester bringing the ball up the court for the Vikings. Kester gets the ball to Schmidt. Schmidt passes over to the other side to Reakin. Reakin goes the top of the key to Compton, back to Reakin. In the middle to Compton. Compton goes on the glass. Good. Two-point basket by Brayden Compton. 2-2 is your score now. 6:42 left here in the first quarter. Taewon Stith takes a three-point shot. Goes up. It's good. Three-point basket by Taewon Stith. 5-2 Day School leads with 6:30 left here in the first quarter. Austin Schmidt and the ball for the Vikings. Gives the ball to Kester. Kester still handling the ball right now. Kester gets the ball to Schmidt. Schmidt drives in the lane there, lays one up on the glass. Good. Two-point basket by Austin Schmidt. 5-4 Day School in the lead. 6:05 left here in the first quarter. North Posey just stole the ball. Got in the middle. Mansfield's got it. Gives it in to Kester. Kester goes up with it. No good. Rebounded back by Schmidt. And Schmidt got fouled. He's going to go to the line for a three-point play. Schmidt made the basket. Score now is 6-5. Or Posey, and Schmidt's going to go line for the free throw for the three-point play. Schmidt went up for that basket. His shoe fell off, so he's tying his laces right now. And we're going to go back to the play here in just a minute. There we go. So nice rebound and shot there. And went back up with it by Schmidt. To take the first free throw shot. And off the front of the rim, no good. Schmidt has been struggling this year at the free throw line. I know over this whole season he has been. I can't get the totals right now in front of me, but I know he has struggled this year. Taewon Stith handling the ball right now. Passes over to Jackson Harris. Harris takes a 3-point shot, no good. And that's out of bounds off of North Posey. Gonna be Day School ball. If you just join us, we're down to 5:34 left here in the first quarter. North Posey leads 6-5. Eli Kuntz gives it over to Jackson Harris. Harris passes the ball to Jacoby Wilkerson, and Wilkerson just got drove in the lane and got fouled. And that foul is on number 21, Stone Reakin. That's his first personal foul, first team foul of the quarter for North Posey. Going to the line for two free throw shots will be Jacoby Wilkerson. Wilkerson going to take his first free throw shot. Goes up. And it's good. Got a tie game again. 6-6. 5:26 left here, first quarter. Wilkerson gets her to take a second free throw shot. It goes up. No good. Rebounded by Brayden Compton. Got a tie game here. 6-6. Kester gets the ball to Reakin. Back to Kester. Kester goes to the baseline. He tried to throw it to pass it to Mansfield, and it went out of bounds. It's going to be Day School ball. 5:15 left here, first quarter. Still got a tie game at 6-6. Jacoby Wilkerson's handling the ball right now. Still ain't got across the 10-second line. Gives it to Jackson Harris. Harris tried to throw it up. And Noah Kester stole the ball. Kester's got it. Gives the ball to Austin Schmidt. Back out to Kester. Kester takes a three-point shot. Up, off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Noah Kester. Kester lost the ball, and it was recovered by Day School, and Day School to call it a timeout. It looked like it was going to be a jump ball, but Day School called a timeout. So they did. So that's going to be a 30-second timeout. So we're just going to stay here. So if you just joined us early on, we're down to we're a little around 5 minutes left in the first quarter. Tie game, 6-6. Right now, Tavon Stith leads all scorers right now of 5 points for Day School. He's got two baskets. Jacoby Wilkerson's got 1 point. Austin Schmidt's got two baskets. He's got 4 points. And Brayden Compton's got a basket with two. So going to come back into play here. 4:48 left here, first quarter. I said 5 minutes a minute ago. I apologize for that. It's 4:48 left here in the first quarter. Day School going to inbound the ball, go the full length of the court. They're going to inbound it underneath the North Posey basket. They get it inbounds to Tavon Stith. Stith handling the ball right now. Pass it over to Jacoby Wilkerson. Wilkerson back to Stith. Stith pass it cross court to Eli Koontz, and he got it knocked out of bounds by Ethan Mansfield. Good defensive move there by Mansfield. So Day School is going to get the ball. They're going to inbound it at midcourt. Get it inbounds to Wilkerson. Wilkerson hands it off to Stith. Stith gives it over to Jackson Harris. Back to Wilkerson. Cross court to Eli Koontz. Over to Jackson Harris. Harris outside three-point line. Throws it cross court to Stith. Stith takes three-point shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by North Posey. Austin Schmidt handling the ball right now. Schmidt gives the ball to Kester. Schmidt handling the ball. With the dribble a little too soon, gets the ball to Mansfield. Mansfield drives in the lane there, goes up with it, and Mansfield got called with a charging call. I think he got fouled, but Mansfield got called with a charge with the foul. That's his first personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter for Raposi. Mansfield got the offensive foul called him. Day School is going to inbound the ball, go the full length of the court. And I don't know what's going on here right now. We're having a little discussion. The scoreboard was – okay, the scoreboard's correct now. So, Tavon Smith, Stith, bring the ball up the court for Day School. Gives it to Jacoby Wilkerson. Wilkerson gets across the 10-second line. Over to Tavon Stith. Stith passes it over to Wilkerson. Wilkerson gives it to Koontz. Over in the corner there to Jackson Harris. Rebound. Three-point basket was missed. Rebounded by Austin Schmidt. Schmidt's bringing the ball up the court for the Vikings. Schmidt lifts up his dribble a little too soon. Gets it out to Noah Kester. Kester lost control of it. Lost the ball to Jackson Harris. Not good. So Jacoby Wilkerson's got the ball for Day School. Gets across the 10-second line. Down 3:34 left here in the quarter. Wilkerson gives a dribble, gives it to number 24. And North Posey just stole the ball. Gives it in. Mansfield just threw up the shot, and he got fouled from behind. And that foul is on number 22, Tavon Stith. And that's his first personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter for Day School. 2:59 left here in first quarter. Still got a tied game. Ethan Mansfield is at the free throw line for two shots. Takes the first free throw shot. It is good. North Posey now leads 7-6 over Day School. In the game, substitution in the game now is Peyton Seymour for North Posey, along with number 30, Ethan Moore, and number 20, Nate Perry for Day School. And Mansell nails a second free throw shot. 8-6 is your score now. North Posey leads by 2 points with 2 minutes and 53 seconds left here in the first quarter. Tavon Stith trying to bounce pass it. North Posey stole the ball, and they got it back on the possession arrow. So Eli Koontz is back in the game now for Day School. Vikings got the ball. Austin Schmidt got across 10-second line. Schmidt's still handling it. Now gets it over to Stone Rican. Rican drives the lane there, goes up with a basket. No good. Rebounded by Taylon Stith. Stith bringing down the court, gives it over to Kobe Wilkerson for a 3-point shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Stone Rican. Schmidt's got the ball right now. That was a nice pass to Compton, but got knocked out of the way. It's going to be North Posey ball. 2:21 left here, first quarter. Vikings got an 8-6 lead over Day School. Ball to Compton. Compton gives it back to Schmidt. Schmidt over to Mansfield. Mansfield takes a 3-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by number 20, Nate Perry, for Day School. They want Stith. Hailing the ball right now. Trying to get around Mansfield. Couldn't. Pass it over to Koontz. Back to Wilkerson. Kobe Wilkerson passes over to the other side to number 30, Ethan Moore. Moore passes it back up to Taylon Stith. Stith tries to drive in the lane there. Goes up with it. Got it blocked by Brayden Compton. Mansfield tried to throw it up the court, and Schmidt lost where the ball went. And Stith takes a 3-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Peyton Seymour. Austin Schmidt bring the ball up the court for the Vikings. Down a minute 30 left here in the first quarter. Mansfield takes one dribble, gives it over to Rican. Rican bounce passes it to Schmidt. Schmidt takes a 3-point shot. It's up. It's good. 3-point basket by Austin Schmidt. 11-6 now is your score. North Posey leads by 5 points with 1:12 left here in the first quarter. Taylon Stith gets the ball to Koontz. Back to Wilkerson. Over to number 30, which is Ethan Moore. Moore tried to take a 3-point shot. No good. Vikings walking the ball up the court right now. Under a minute left here in the first quarter. Schmidt gives the ball to Seymour. Seymour gives it to Compton. Compton takes a few dribbles, gives it to Rican. Rican over to Schmidt now atop the key. In the middle there to Compton. Compton throws it up. It's good. 2-point basket by Brayden Compton. 13-6 now is your score. North Posey leads by 7 with 37 seconds left here in the first quarter. Wilkerson's got the ball, gives to Ethan Moore. Moore tried to throw a pass. Schmidt stole it. Schmidt's coming down the lane there. Gives it to Rican. Rican back out to Seymour for a 3-point shot. Off the rim, no good. And that's out of bounds off of Day School. It's going to be North Posey ball. So we're down to 13 seconds left here in the quarter. In the game now for North Posey is Grant Coleman. And Sechin Till. So Vikings, these 8 players tonight so far. Seymour's got the ball. Get over to Schmidt. Schmidt's going in, trying to go up with it. He got lost track of it. Seymour threw it up and it went in. Peyton Seymour, 2-point basket. 2 seconds left. One. Oh! Wow. And Jacoby Wilkerson threw a 3/4 of a court shot, and it went in for the 3-point basket. Wow. Right as time expired. At the end of the first quarter, North Posey leads 15-9 over Day School. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM. Viking basketball.
Attention Mount Vernon. Whether you're fixing up your home, firing up the grill, or taking care of your farm, the Posey County Co-op is the place to be. We're proud to offer a wide selection of Milwaukee tools, perfect for any project. And for those of you who love to grill, check out our top-of-the-line pellet grills and smokers, ideal for your next cookout. But that's not all. We've got animal feed, farm supplies, lawn and garden products, propane, pet supplies, and so much more. From hardware to birdseed, we have everything you need to keep things running smoothly. Visit us at the Posey County Co-op in Mount Vernon. Open to the public Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 7 a.m. till noon. Your local co-op, ready to serve.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Viking basketball. We're going to start the second quarter. Peyton Seymour inbounds the ball to Austin Schmidt, Vikings got the ball here. 15-9, Vikings lead by 6. Grant Coleman's got the ball for the Vikings. Gets it out to Seth Gentil. Gentil passes over to Peyton Seymour. Seymour just lost the ball. Tavon Stith tried to lay it up. It rolled in. It's good. Tavon Stith, two-point basket. 15-11 now is your score. And we got a foul on Day School. And that foul is going to be on number 15, Jacoby Wilkerson. That's his first personal foul, first team foul of the quarter for Day School. Inbounding, Gentile's got the ball, gives it over to Schmidt. Schmidt drives the lane, passes it out to Peyton Seymour. Seymour takes one dribble, gives it to Mansfield. Mansfield's at the top of the key, passes over to Schmidt. Schmidt to Seymour. Seymour gives the ball to Gentile, over to Mansfield. So gives it to Seymour. Gets the ball to Coleman. Coleman's got the ball now. Bounce passes it to Mansfield. Mansfield takes a few dribbles. Still dribbling the ball. Tries to go in with it. Rolls off the backboard. No good. Rebounded by Tavon Stith for Day School. Stith coming down the court. Drives down Lehner. Lays it up on the glass. No good. Rebounded by Seth Gentil. Gentil gets the ball to Austin Schmidt. Schmidt's bringing the ball down the court right now for the Vikings. 6:40 left here, second quarter. Vikings lead 15-11 over Day School. Mansfield's got the ball for the Vikings. Gets in the middle there to Schmidt. Schmidt goes up with it. And Schmidt got fouled going to the basket, and he's going to go to the line for two free throw shots. And that foul is on number 20, Nate Perry, for Day School. That's his first personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter for Day School. Going to the line for two free throw shots will be Austin Schmidt. Schmidt's going to go line for two. We had to wipe some sweat off the court there for a minute. That's a little bit of delay. Schmidt's going to take his first free throw shot. Goes up. And it's good. Schmidt got that one. Score now 16-11, Norposey. Back in the game for Norposey's Braden Compton and Stone Reekin. Here we go. Going to go back and play now. Schmidt takes his next free throw shot. Goes up. It's good. He goes 2 for 2 there at the line that time. Look good. 17-11 is your score now. Vikings have a 6-point lead here with 6:29 left here in the first half. Day School's going to inbound the ball. Jackson Harris gets the ball inbounds to 24, Malik Zayden. Zayden's bringing the ball to court now for Day School. Gives it over. And Norposey just stole the ball. Grant Coleman got the steal. This is Noah Kester. Gives the ball out to Coleman. Coleman takes a three-point shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Day School. And looks like Coleman's going to get called for the foul on that one, I believe. And Grant is going to get called for the foul on that. That'd be Coleman's first personal foul. And the first team foul of the quarter for Norposey. So Day School's going to inbound the ball. They're going to go full length of the court. Tavon Stith got the ball right now for Day School. Hands it off to Malik Zayden. Then gives the ball to Stith over in the baseline. Gives it to Ethan Moore. Moore back, gives it back to Stith. Stith tries to go down the lane and he gets it blocked by Stone Reekin and Braden Compton. So it'll be Day School ball, 5:49 left here, second quarter. And downing the ball for Day School is Malik Zayden. Then gets the ball into Tavon Stith. Stith takes a jump shot. Goes out of the rim. And Norposey blocks it. Nice block there by Braden Compton. Noah Kester's bringing the ball to court for the Vikings. Kester gives it over to Seymour, or to Reekin. Over to Seymour. Seymour gives it to Coleman. Over to Compton now. Kester gives it to Reekin. Reekin drives in the lane there. Throws it back out to Coleman. Coleman takes a three-point shot. Up off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Noah Kester, and he gets knocked to the ground, and we're going to have a jump ball. It looks like a jump ball is going to go to Day School. Back in the game now for the Vikings is Ethan Mansfield and Austin Schmidt. coming out of the game now is Peyton Seymour and Grant Coleman. 5:13 left here, second quarter. Vikings got its 6-point lead at 17-11. Jackson Harris gets the ball in bounds to Taylon Stith. Back over to Harris. Harris gets across 10-second line. Gives the ball to Malik Zayden. Zayden goes across court to Tavon Stith for a 3-point shot. Airballs it. Rebounded by Braden Compton. Stone Reekin gets the ball to Kester. Over to Schmidt. Schmidt still handling the ball right now for the Vikings. Gives it to Kester. Kester passes it back out to Reekin. Reekin lost. Got the ball stolen from him. And we got a double dribble. That was a double dribble on number 30, Ethan Moore. So it's going to be North Posey ball at midcourt. 4:41 left here, second quarter. Vikings still have a 6-point lead at 17-11. Schmidt gets the ball over to Noah Kester. Kester takes one dribble, gives it to Compton. Compton goes the other direction, gives it over to Stone Reekin. In the middle to Compton. Compton goes off the glass. Good. 2-point basket by Braden Compton. 19-11 is your score now. Vikings lead by 8. 4:20 left here in the second quarter. Taylon Stith got it knocked out of bounds there by Stone Reekin. Good defensive move by Reekin. 4:13 now is on the clock now for their second quarter. Vikings got an 8-point lead, 19-11. Jacoby Wilkerson is bringing the ball up the court for Day School. Wilkerson got across the 10-second line. Wilkerson still handling it. Gives it over Tavion Stith, and Stith nails a 3-point basket. Tavion Stith, 3-point basket. He's got 10 points now. 19-14 is your score. Vikings have a 5-point lead now. Get in the middle there to Compton. And Compton, they throw it in the middle to Compton, and he lost control of the ball, and it went out of bounds off of his hands. Be Day School ball. 4:48 left here. 3:48 left here in the quarter. I'm having a hard time seeing the scoreboard tonight. There's a basketball goal in front of the scoreboard at the top of it. Day School got the ball. Jacoby Wilkerson got the ball to Malik Zayden. Zayden passed it over to Jackson Harris. Or one side to Ethan Moore to Tavon Stith. Stith gives the ball in the baseline to Moore, and Compton kicked the ball. It's going to be Day School ball. 3:21 left here, second quarter. Vikings have a 5-point lead at 19-14. Malik Zayden inbounds the ball for Day School. Gets it inbounds to Jacoby Wilkerson. Wilkerson bringing the ball to court. Gets across the 10-second line. Bounce passes it to Malik Zayden. Zayden goes, tries to go up with it. And Zayden gets called for traveling. I thought they were going to call a foul on North Posey. So that was a good call. Good move there. That's a good call for the Vikings. Down 3:08 left here in the first half. Austin Schmidt's got the ball right now for the Vikings. Schmidt gives it over to Kester. Kester takes a dribble, gives it to top of the key to Compton. Compton gives it over to Reekin. Reekin back to Schmidt. Schmidt passes over on the other side to Mansfield for a 3-point shot. It's up. It's good. 3-point basket by Ethan Mansfield. 22-14 now is your score. Tavion Stith's got the ball right now for Day School. And Noah Kester just knocked it out of bounds. And it's going to be Day School ball. 2:32 left here in the first half. Vikings have an 8-point lead at 22-14. Day School is going to inbound the ball underneath their basket. Malik Zayden's trying to inbound the ball. Throws it up high. Schmidt almost stole it. Oh, Schmidt and Mansfield both of them almost got it. Oh, that was a travel in there, and they missed it. Tried to take a 3-point shot, airballed it. Compton was able to catch the ball. And Wilkerson just stole the ball from Day School, laid it up, and it's good. 2-point basket by Jacoby Wilkerson. 22-16 is your score now. North Posey leads 2 minutes exactly left here in the quarter. And we got a foul on Jacoby Wilkerson. And that is his second personal foul. And that is the 13th foul of the quarter for Day School. Mansfield got the ball right now for the Vikings. Mansfield just lost it to Jacoby Wilkerson. Wilkerson's going down the lane there, lays it up on the glass. It's good. He's going to go line for a three-point play. He was fouled by Noah Kester. That was Kester's first personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter for North Posey. Score now is 22-18, North Posey. Day School scored two straight baskets so far. Wilkerson's going to take a free throw shot. Missed it. The score now is still 22-18. Minute 42 left here in the first half. Schmidt's got the ball for the Vikings. Schmidt gives it out. Passes it back out to Reakin. Reakin tries to drive the lane there. Passes it out to Compton. Compton takes a three-point shot. Up, it's good. Three-point basket by Brayden Compton. 25-18 now is your score. North Posey, that was a two-point. That was a two-point basket. Sorry about that. Two-point basket by Compton. Guess his foot was on the line. Looked like a three-point. Watch it. Here we go. Tavion Stiss got the ball right now for Day School. Goes across court. Schmidt stole the ball from Stiff. Schmidt goes up with it. Lays it in. Good. Two-point basket by Austin Schmidt. 26-18 is your score. And we got a timeout here. And it's going to be a full timeout, so we're going to step away for a moment. 26-18, North Posey leads over Day School. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Viking basketball.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from Day School Gymnasium between the North Posey Vikings and the Day School Eagles. We're about 55.5 seconds away from the end of the first half. Vikings got a 27-18 lead over Day School. It's a 27-18. I got to see who got the three-point basket there. So I guess they gave that three-point basket to Compton then. That was a three-point basket then. So Day School's got the ball right now. Gives it over to Malik Zayden. He's got the ball. Gives it out to Jacoby Wilkerson. Down 34 seconds now on the clock. Wilkerson still handling the ball right now. Looks like Day School's probably just going to go for a last shot. Wilkerson drives in the lane there. Try to pass it. Kester almost stole it. Gives the ball to Malik Zayden, and Zayden goes out of bounds with the ball. It's going to be North Posey ball. 21.6 seconds left on the clock. We got to have till the end of the first half. Vikings have a 9-point lead at 27-18. Schmidt goes down the lane there, goes up with it. Rebounded by Compton. Compton tried to go up with it. No good. Rebounded by Stiff. Eli Koontz went up with it. 2-point basket by Eli Koontz. 27-20 is your score, and that is the end of the first half. North Posey leads by the score of 27-20. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Viking basketball.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Why wait for Black Friday? At Expressway Jeep, the savings start now with Black Friday all month long.
Like a new 2024 Jeep Wrangler Rubicon, only $59,990. Save over $10,000. Or a new 2024 Ram 2500 Crew Cab 4x4, only $49,790. Save over $9,000. Or a new 2025 Jeep Gladiator Nighthawk, only $41,450. Only at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 dock fee. Dealer retains applicable rebates. Excludes previous offers. See dealer for details.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Nick's Industrial in Poseyville, Indiana is hiring for metal fabrication engineers, industrial coders and painters, welders and fabricators, and machinists. Join a fifth-generation, family-owned, growth-oriented company. Nick's Industrial offers an extensive list of benefits, including health and 401k plans, paid holiday and vacations, bonus plans, and more. Be part of a team that thrives on precision, innovation, and excellence. Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's Industrial at nicksindustrial.com.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, because your car deserves more than clean. It deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from Day School Gymnasium between the North Posey Vikings and the Evansville Day School Eagles. We are at the halftime break right now. North Posey leads by the score of 27-20. North Posey started off the first quarter with the lead, leading that quarter 15-9. They went in the second quarter, won the second quarter 12-11, and that's where we are right now with a 27-20 Viking lead right now over the Eagles. Individual scoring right now in the first half, leading the way for North Posey is Austin Schmidt. He's right now, he's got a game high of 11 points. Brayden Compton, he's got 9 points. Then we have Ethan Mansfield with 5 points and Peyton Seymour with 2. So only 4 Vikings have scored here in the first half. For Day School, they are led by Tavon Stith. He's got 10 points. He's got 5 in the first quarter and 5 in the second quarter. And Jacoby Wilkerson's got 8 points. He nailed a 3-point basket, 3/4 of the court,
at the as time expired in the first quarter, and it went in. So it was a nice shot. So he's got 8 points, and then Eli Kuntz has got two. So that is the only scoring. They've only got three players to score so far in the first half versus North Posey with just four. So that is the scoring breakdown for this game. North Posey in the game so far has led by as much as 9 points at 27-18. That is their biggest lead so far tonight. And currently right now we are at the break with a 7-point lead over the Eagles. So not a bad first half for the Vikings. And if they can pull it off and get a win tonight, they can even their season record at 2-2. So hopefully they can pull it off. So we'll see what happens here. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, we'll bring you the start of the second half. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Vikings basketball.
Feel that chill? It's your reminder to make sure your furnace is working properly. That means it's time to contact Becker Heating and Air. Save some dough and ask Brad about their Posey County Furnace Service Special. Brad's your go-to expert with 27 years experience servicing and diagnosing all grands. Call soon and schedule your Posey County Service Special with Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, located on Main Street in Wadesville. Call 812-499-1324.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Our Black Friday sale starts early at Expressway Jeep and runs all month long. That's an entire month to save on every pre-owned vehicle in stock, all priced to sell. All vehicles are clearly marked with discounted prices. You won't believe the savings. With prices drastically reduced across the lot, there's no better time to buy. But don't wait. Once they're gone, they're gone. Don't wait until Black Friday to start your vehicle shopping. See our Black Friday savings now at expressway jeep.com. Black Friday, all month long, at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana. See dealer for details.
And we're back. Thanks for joining us here at WPIW 98.9 FM for Viking basketball. I am Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from Day School Gymnasium between the North Posey Vikings and the Evansville Day School Eagles. We're going to start the third quarter in just about 15 seconds from now. Vikings have a 27-20 lead over Day School. So Vikings started off this game. I'll go a little recap real quick. Vikings started off the first quarter with a 15-9 lead.
Then they extended their lead to win in the second quarter, 12-11, to take a 27-20 lead here at the break. Austin Schmidt's leading the Vikings in scoring with 11 points, and Braden Compton's got 9 here in the first half. So they're leading the team in scoring right now. For Day School, they're led in scoring by Tavon Stith with 10 points. North Posey going to get the ball. Dan Bount start the second half. Ethan Mansell's got the ball, gives it over to Stone Reekin. Reekin threw a couple drills, passed it back out to Compton. And Compton threw the ball to Mansell and it got knocked out of his hands. Tavon Stith's got the ball right now for Day School. Jackson Harris takes a 3-point shot. It's up. It's good. 3-point basket by Jackson Harris. 27-23 now is your score. Proposey leads by 4. Austin Schmidt's got the ball right now. Gives it to Compton. Compton gives it on the other side to Reekin. Back to Schmidt. Schmidt gives the ball to Kester. Kester gives it to Compton. Mansell. Back to Reekin. Reekin passes over to Compton. At the top of the key to Schmidt. On the other side to Reekin. Mansfield passes it back to Reekin. The folks are just kind of passing around. They get the ball middle there to Reekin. Reekin lays it up on the glass. It's good. 2-point basket by Stone Reekin. That is his first points of the game. 29-23 is your score. Kobe Wilkerson's got the ball for Day School. Wilkerson throws in the middle there to Lig Zayden, gives it out. Wilkerson takes a 3-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Braden Compton. Compton gets the ball to Noah Kester. Throws it up court to Austin Schmidt. Schmidt throws it back out to Kester for a 3-point shot. It's up. It's good. 3-point basket by Noah Kester. 32-25 is your score. Day School's got Jackson Harris got the ball, gives it out to Tavion Stith. Stith tried to drive, couldn't drive, got hit a wall there by Mansfield. Gives it over to Wilkerson. Wilkerson passes it over to Lig Zayden. Zayden got laid it on the glass. It's good. Two-point basket by Malik Zayden. 32-27 is your score. Schmidt got in the middle there to Compton. Compton goes up with it. All the glass, no good. Rebounded by Malik Zayden. Zayden tried to get a hold of it. Couldn't get it, control it. Mansfield tried to lay it up. Compton got the rebound and laid it back in for the 2-point basket. 34-27 is your score. Apologize. 34-25 is your score. I got my points messed up there, guys. 34-25. 34-25 now. 5:20 left here, third quarter. Vikings got a 9-point lead. Stacey was laying down the ball. They got it inbounds to Taylor Stith. Stith brings it across the 10-second line, being guarded by Mansfield. Stith tries to drive in the lane there, throws it out to Moore. Moore tries to hit a 3-point basket, no good. Rebounded by Noah Kester. Then Compton laid it up on the glass. It's good. 2-point basket by Braden Compton. We got a full timeout here. Day School called a full timeout. 36-25. North Posey leads. 4:58 left here, third quarter. You're listening to WPIW. 98.9 FM Viking basketball.
JT's Hardware on Main Street in Poseyville.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from Evansville Day School Gymnasium. Vikings got the biggest lead of the night, 36-25. They're leading here right now. They are on a big run right now, starting off this quarter. They're up 9-5 here in the third quarter, and it's like they're gradually just pulling away as the game goes along. So, 11-point lead right now for the Vikings. Day School's going to inbound the ball, go full length of the court. Jackson Harris inbounds the ball to Jacoby Wilkerson. Wilkerson's bringing the ball up the court for Day School. Wilkerson hands it off to Taylon Stith. Stith almost lost it. Malik Zayden was able to recover it. Zayden laid it up on the glass. Good. 2-point basket by Malik Zayden. That's his 4th point here in the quarter. 36-27 is your score. Vikings got a 9-point lead here. 4:32 left here in the third quarter. Braden Coffin gives the ball out to Austin Schmidt. Schmidt passes it to Mansfield. Mansfield over to Kester. Kester takes a 3-point shot, airballs it, and it's going to be all in. Schmidt tried to recover it. Taylon Stith got the hold of the ball, and he double dribbled, and they missed it totally. And they said that was out of bounds off of Marposi. That's Day School ball. I don't know about that. I think the referees missed a couple calls there on that one. But I'll leave it at that. All right, here we go. Malik Zayden's going to inbound the ball for Day School. Gives it out to Jackson Harris. Harris takes a 3-point shot. Up, it's good. 3-point basket by Jackson Harris. 2 3-point baskets here in the third quarter for Harris. His only point, his 6 points are all here in the third quarter. This game was an 11-point game. Now it's down 6 now. Schmidt took a 3-point basket. No good. Eli Kuntz got the rebound. Kobe Wilkerson's bringing the ball to court for Day School. Gives it to Jackson Harris. Harris throws it over to Eli Kuntz. Kuntz tries to drive the lane there. Throws one up on the glass. No good. Rebounded by Austin Schmidt. Schmidt gets the ball to court. To Kester. Kester lays it up for a 2-point basket. 38-30 now is your score. Marposi leads with 4:20 left here in the quarter. Taylon Stith got the ball for Day School. Passes over to Jackson Harris. Harris goes to the other side to Eli Kuntz. Kuntz back to Harris. Harris is just holding the ball right now. Let's throw it back to Kuntz. To Malik Zayden. Zayden almost lost the ball. And he did. And that's going to be Marposi ball. 3:54 left here. In the 3:54 left here in the quarter. 38-30 Marposi leads. Hard seeing that top part of the clock here tonight with that basketball going the way. Is that the only I tried to go from every angle I could here in this radio in this booth here. Kester's got the ball, gives it to Schmidt. Goes in the middle there to Mansfield. That was a nice pass. 2-point basket by Ethan Mansfield. 40-30 now is your score. Marposi leads by 10. Taylon Stith got the ball, lost control of it, and he's got Marposi going to get called for a reaching call there, I believe. I think it's on gonna be on Schmidt.
I got it.
No, it's going to be on Mansfield. That's Mansfield's second personal foul in the first team foul of the quarter for Marposi. So Day School's laying down the ball. Stith going inbound the ball for Day School. Gives it over to Wilkerson. Wilkerson gives it back to Stith. Stith still hanging on the ball right now, being guarded by Mansfield. Stone Reekin almost got a hold of it. Oh, he got called for traveling. I thought they were going to call foul on Reekin, but the referee called traveling on Nate Perry. So, Norposi ball here. The referee, the coach for Day School is very upset right now. He thought he got fouled, and he actually traveled before he got fouled. So, I see what he's saying. Down to 1:59 left here on the clock. And we got an offensive foul on Stone Recon, I believe. And that, yeah, it was Stone Recon. That's going to be Recon's second personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter for Norposi. 1:56 left here, third quarter. Vikings got a 10-point lead at 40-30. Kobe Wilkerson's got the ball for Day School. Wilkerson still dribbling it right now for the Eagles. Being guarded by Austin Schmidt. Wilkerson throws it out to Jackson Harris. Harris gives the ball to Malik Zayden. Zayden tries to drive in the lane there. Tried to throw it to Nate Perry and went off the hands of Perry. Out of bounds. It's going to be a Norposi ball. Minute 35 left here, third quarter. Back in the game now for Day School is Eli Koontz for Jackson Harris. So Norposi is going to go full length of court. Stone Reekin's going to inbound the ball to Austin Schmidt. Schmidt's got the ball right now for the Vikings. Schmidt's still handling it. And we got a timeout, I believe. It's just a 30-second timeout. So 30-second timeout here, Norposi called. And so we're going to stay on the air here. So not a bad game so far. Norposi looked good tonight. They're leading this game by 10 points early on. So looking good. Hopefully they can maintain this for the fourth quarter and walk away with their second victory of the season. So we'll see what happens here. They're playing better each game. I could say that about the Vikings. They've improved drastically since the Central game last Tuesday. So, and this being their fourth game of the season, so they're getting better each game, I think. I even saw improvement in the Washington game, but they ran out of gas in the second half of that game. So we're down a minute 29 left here, third quarter. Vikings got the ball. Noah Kessler's going to inbound the ball for Norposi. It's an inbounds to Ethan Mansfield. Mansfield still handling the ball for the Vikings. Gives it out to Schmidt. Schmidt drives the lane there, goes up with it. No good. Rebounded by Tavon Stith. Stith bringing the ball up the court for Day School. Gets it up the court to Malik Zayden. And Zayden tries to catch the ball, but it went out of bounds. It's going to be Norposi ball. Minute 8 left here, third quarter. Norposi got the ball. 10-point lead, 40-30. Austin Schmidt throws it up court to Ethan Mansfield. Mansfield throws it back out to Peyton Seymour. Back out to Kester. Kester throws one up on the glass. No good. Rebounded by Schmidt. Schmidt goes up with it. And it rolls in. It's good. Austin Schmidt, 2-point basket. And the Vikings now lead 42-30. And Schmidt's going to go to the line for the 3-point play. 51.7 seconds left now on the clock. Back in the game now for Norposi is Grant Coleman for Noah Kester. Schmidt gets her second free throw shot. It goes up. It's good. Schmidt now has nailed three straight free throws now in the game. 43-30 now is your score. Norposi leads by 13. Get in the middle there to Tavion Stith. Stith missed the layup. Grant Coleman got the rebound. Gives it up. They get the ball up to Schmidt. Schmidt got the ball. Recovered to the Steeler. Gets it over to Mansfield. Mansfield over to Recon. Recon takes a three-point shot. Up, it's good. Three-point basket by Stone Recon. He's got 5 points here in the third quarter. 46-30 now is your score. 24 seconds left here in the third quarter. Ball to Eli Koontz. Koontz back to Wilkerson. Wilkerson takes a three-point shot. Air balls it, and it's going to go out of bounds. Norposi ball. 14.2 seconds left here, third quarter. Vikings have a 16-point lead at 46-30. Mansfield got the ball, gets to Schmidt. Schmidt looks like he's going to drive the lane, gets up. Mansfield takes a three-point shot. Up, off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Peyton Seymour. Seymour gets the ball to Recon. Recon tried to throw it up. They missed it. And that is the end of the third quarter. Norposi leads at the end of the third quarter, 46-30 over Evansville Day School. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM Viking Basketball.
At Nick's Industrial, culture is what sets us apart from any other organization in the industry. Our people are not only our greatest asset, we are family. Our people have a mindset of determination for wins, but still believe in staying humble along the way. We all believe in continuous education and put ongoing effort to better ourselves as well as the company. Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's Industrial at nicksindustrial.com.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full-service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, because your car deserves more than clean. It deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Viking basketball. I am Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from Day School Gymnasium between North Posey Vikings and the Day School Eagles. Here to start the fourth quarter, North Posey leads by the score of 46-30. Vikings going to get the ball, start the fourth quarter for the possession arrow. Peyton Seymour's going to inbound the ball for the Vikings. He's going to get it inbounds to Ethan Mansfield. Mansfield's got the ball right now, passes it to Grant Coleman. Coleman back out to Compton in the middle there to Mansfield. Mansfield missed the basket. That's frustrating there. Tavon Smith lays one up on the glass, no good. Rebounded by Braden Compton. Get the ball to Mansfield. Mansfield gives it to Coleman. And Coleman just got called for double dribble. So it's going to be Day School ball, 7:35 left here, fourth quarter. North Posey has a 16-point lead at 46-30. Jackson Harris has got the ball right now for Day School, gives it out to Eli Koontz. Koontz passes it over to Wilkerson. Wilkerson back to Harris, and Harris has got fouled. And that foul is going to be on, looks like it's going to be on number 11. I think it's going to be on Grant Coleman. And it is. It's going to be Coleman's second personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for North Posey. And Coleman just got the steal. Gets the ball up to Seymour. Seymour passes it over to Schmidt. Oh, and they said that went off of Schmidt. I didn't know about that. I thought it went off of Day School player. So they said Day School ball. 7:14 left here, fourth quarter. North Posey has a 46-30 lead over Day School. Kobe Wilkerson's bringing the ball up the court for Day School. Drives in the lane there, passes out to Koontz. Koontz takes a three-point shot. Up the rim, no good. Rebound it. Oh. And they said that went out of bounds off of North Posey. I'm not sure about that either. Down 7-1 left here on the clock. Ball to Wilkerson. Wilkerson's got the ball right now. Wilkerson takes a three-point shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Ethan Mansfield. Mansfield's got the ball right now for North Posey. Bringing the ball to court. Gets across the 10-second line. Mansfield throws across court to Noah, to Peyton Seymour. Over to Compton. Back to Coleman. In the middle to Seymour. Seymour goes up with it. Lays it in. It's good. Two-point basket by Peyton Seymour. 48-30 now is your score. North Posey leads by 18. Malik Zayden's got the ball. Gets a three-point basket by Wilkerson. He nails it. Three-point basket to Kobe Wilkerson. 48-33 is your score. Posey got the ball. Is Grant Coleman. Coleman back out to Compton. And Coleman just got called for a charging call. That'll be Grant Coleman's third personal foul. That's Coleman's third foul. And we're down to 5:55 left here on the clock. Tavon Stitz got the ball for Day School. He's back in the game now. Gives it over to Malik Zayden. Zayden takes two dribbles, passes it over to Jackson Harris. In the middle to Nate Perry, back out to Zayden.
Then gives it out to Harris. Harris passes the ball to Coons. Back out to Harris. Harris tried not to get a three-point shot. Decided not to. Austin Schmidt just stole the ball from him. Day school. Schmidt's got the ball. Gives it over the corner there. Back out to Schmidt. Schmidt passes it to Mansfield. Mansfield takes a jump shot. And it rolls over the backboard. So it's going to be day school ball. 5:14 left here in this game. Vikings have a 15-point lead at 48-33. Leek Zayden gets the ball, gives it out to Tavon Stith. Stith still hanging on the ball, being guarded by Ethan Mansfield. Down under 5 minutes left. Stith passes over to Jackson Harris on the baseline there. Harris got called for traveling. Oh, that's another day school turnover. 4:53 left here in the clock and in the game. Noah Kester bringing the ball up the court for North Posey. Kester across the 10-second line. Bounce pass it to Compton. Compton passes over to Mansfield. Mansfield back. Gives it to Kester. In the middle there to Schmidt. Schmidt goes up with it. Got it blocked. North Posey's able to get it back. Mansfield got the ball. And North Posey calls a timeout. So that's going to be a 30-second timeout. Good call there by the Vikings. So there's going to be a jump ball in that possession here. I would have went to day school. So we've got a 30-second timeout here. We're going to stay here with you. I mean, on the air. 48-33 is your score. Under 5 minutes left here in this matchup. Vikings looking good. Looking to go on to their second win of the season. Their second win in a row. To even their record at 2-2, so hopefully we can pull out this last four minutes and some seconds left and go home with a win. So 4 minutes and 30 seconds left on the clock. I knew it was 4 minutes, but I couldn't tell. I've had a hard time tonight with this scoreboard with the basketball goal in front of it, so I can barely see the numbers on the clock. I can see the score, but I have trouble with the clock, so. North Posey going to inbound the ball underneath their basket. Schmidt's going to inbound the ball for the Vikings. Inbounds it, gets it into Reakin. Reakin throws in the middle there to Schmidt. Schmidt lays on the glass. Good. 2-point basket by Austin Schmidt. 50-33 now is your score. Vikings lead by 17. That is their biggest lead of the night. We got Malik Zayden. Zayden gives it over to Wilkerson. Wilkerson takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Austin Schmidt. Schmidt throws the ball up the court to Noah Kester. Back over to Schmidt. Schmidt throws across court to Reakin. Reakin gives the ball over in the corner there to Mansfield. At top of the key to Compton. Over the other side to Schmidt, Kester. Back out to Schmidt for a three-point shot. Rolls out. No good. Tip in by Ethan Mansfield. 2-point basket by Mansfield. 52-33 is your score. 3-point basket by Stiff, and it missed it. Rebounded by Schmidt. Proposes he got the ball. Austin Schmidt's handling it right now. Passes it over to Kester. Kester. Bounce passes to Reakin. Reakin over back to Schmidt. Schmidt gives the ball to Mansfield. Mansfield hands it off to Reakin. Reakin takes the drive in, throws it on the glass, no good. Rebounded by Stiff. And they call a jump ball, and it's going to be day school ball anyway. So it's like 3:05 left here in the game. Back in the game now for day school is number 30, Ethan Moore. He's back in the game for Malik Zayden. Vikings got a 19-point lead, 52-33. That's their biggest lead of the night. Tavon Stiff takes a shot, goes out of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Braden Compton. Compton gives hands the ball out to Kester. Kester gets it up court to Stone Reakin. Reakin passes it over to Mansfield. Mansfield top of key to Compton, back on the other side to Kester. Kester gives it to Schmidt. Schmidt drives the lane there, and it rolls out, and he's going to go a line for two shots. That foul is going. Let's see, that foul is going to go on. That foul is going to be on number 20, Nate Perry, and that's going to be Perry's second personal foul. Oh, it's his third personal foul. That's the second. I was right. Yeah, it's two fouls. So Perry's got two fouls. That's the first team foul of the quarter for Day School. Going to the line for two free throw shots is Austin Schmidt. Schmidt takes the first free throw shot. It's good. Schmidt is having a pretty good game. 53-33 now is the score. Vikings have a 20-point lead now. Down 2:35 left on the clock. Schmidt gets ready to take a second free throw shot. Goes up. It's good. So Schmidt's, he's hit five straight free throws now in the game. 54-33. Schmidt just stole the ball from Jacoby Wilkerson. Schmidt's driving down the lane there, goes up with it. And a good two-point basket by Austin Schmidt. 56-33 is your score now. And Norposi just got the ball back. Daysville threw the ball out of bounds. It's going to be another turnover by the Eagles. In the game now for Norposi is number 22, Trey Beaker. So Norposi taking out all their starters now. Back also in the game now is Roman Eshi. So Norposi's emptying their bench, as is Day School. So Trey Beaker, he on the ball right now, gives it over to Roman Eshi. Eshi takes the dribble, gives it to Gentile, back over to Coleman. Coleman gives it to Seymour. Seymour takes a three-point shot off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Ethan Moore. Moore bringing the ball to court for Day School. Peyton Seymour just stole the ball. Lays it up. It's good. Two-point basket by Peyton Seymour. He's got 8 points tonight in this game. That's a career high for Seymour on the season. Actually, in his high school career, it's a career high, I believe. Minute 49 left on the clock. And we got another substitution here. Coming in the game now for Day School is Landon Black. He's coming in the game for Eli Coons. Ethan Moore's bringing the ball up the court for Day School. Down a minute 43 left on the clock. Here's the Malik Zane. Zane gives the ball to 35, Nicholas Goldborn. Malik Zayden's got the ball right now. Throws it up, and it's good. Two-point basket by Malik Zayden. Zayden now has 6 points in the game. 58-35 is your score. Minute 20 left in the game. Seth Gentile lays it on the glass. It's good. Two-point basket by Seth Gentile. 60-35 now. Vikings lead. Vikings got a 25-point lead. Malik Zane's got the ball. Gives it over to Goldborn. Goldborn almost lost it. Gives it over to Malik Zane. Zane tried to go up with it, and they say he got called for a foul. And that foul is going to be on Sitchin. It's going to be on Seth Gentile, and it's going to be Gentile's second personal foul. Goldborn's got the ball, goes across court, gives it to Ethan Moore. Moore throws it back out to Zayden. Malik Zayden's got the ball right now for Day School, gives it back out to Goldborn. Goldborn goes in the middle there, number 12, Zaire McNary. And it went out of bounds, it'll be Day School ball. 35 seconds left on the clock. It's almost over. Ethan Moore's got the ball. Gives it to Malik Zayden. Zayden missed the basket. Rebounded by Carter Schickles. Schickles got the ball right now for Norposi. Down to 20 seconds on the clock left. Gives it to Roman Eshi. Eshi passes it to Trey Beaker. Beaker still handling it. Pass on the other side to Grant Coleman. Coleman gets in the middle to Roman Eshi. Eshi lays on the glass. Good. 2-point basket by Roman Eshi. And that is the final score. North Posey wins 62-35 over Day School. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, I'll bring you the scoring totals from tonight's game. You're listening to WPIW 90.9 FM, Viking Basketball.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Viking Basketball. Final score 62-35. North Posey wins over Day School to get their second win of the season to even their record at 2-2. Right now, I got Coach Seymour here in the booth right now with me. And Coach, congratulations on another win tonight. And a lot of players scored tonight. Austin Schmidt ended up with a game high 20 points. What can you say about your boys tonight?
You know, I thought we had a slow start there, but, you know, they picked it up in the second half. All of them did well. They executed a little bit better. I thought we had a much better second half than first, but, you know, we're working on some things. It's still early in the season, and we're trying to knock the rust off here a little bit and figure out who we are still.
Absolutely. I think you guys are getting better each game and stuff, and I see improvement.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. You know, it takes a while when you got guys who haven't really had a whole lot of varsity experience to catch up to that speed and understand what it takes to be successful and what you got to do to put the ball in the basket or stop a guy from putting the ball in the basket. And, you know, as we get further along here, you know, I do think we're improving and they're starting to figure it out.
Absolutely. Yeah, good win tonight for the Vikings to even up that record at 2-2. Next up is Mount Vernon. What do you guys say about the Wildcats? We got to take a road trip down to Mount Vernon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, that's a big one. It's one we circle on the schedule every year. I know they do the same. I like Joe and what he's doing with the program. He's always got his guys playing hard, and, you know, they play hard-nosed basketball down there, and, you know, we know it's going to be a dogfight every year. It doesn't really matter what team has what. It's always a dogfight whenever these two teams get together. So we're looking forward to it, hoping that it'll be a good game and we come out on top, obviously.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, thanks for your time, Coach, and congratulations on the win.
All right, Chris, thanks.
All right. Coach Rusty Seymour there. Another win tonight for North Posey. They win by the final score of 62-35. Tonight's scoring, I will get the breakdown of the scoring here just a little bit. Let's step away for a moment for a small break, and when I come back, I'll bring you the scoring totals for tonight's game. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM Viking Basketball.
Feel that chill? It's your reminder to make sure your furnace is working properly. That means it's time to contact Becker Heating and Air. Save some dough and ask Brad about their Posey County Furnace Service Special. Brad's your go-to expert with 27 years experience servicing and diagnosing all grands. Call soon and schedule your Posey County Service Special with Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, located on Main Street in Wadesville. Call 812-499-1324.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
Attention Mount Vernon. Whether you're fixing up your home, firing up the grill, or taking care of your farm, the Posey County Co-op is the place to be.
We're proud to offer a wide selection of Milwaukee tools, perfect for any project. And for those of you who love to grill, check out our top-of-the-line pellet grills and smokers, ideal for your next cookout. But that's not all. We've got animal feed, farm supplies, lawn and garden products, propane, pet supplies, and so much more. From hardware to birdseed, we have everything you need to keep things running smoothly. Visit us at the Posey County Co-op in Mount Vernon. Open to the public Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 7 a.m. till noon. Your local co-op, ready to serve.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight. Final score, North Posey wins 62-35 over Day School. Final scoring totals, breakdown by quarter. North Posey won the first quarter 15-9. The Vikings also extended their lead, winning the second quarter 12-11 to have a 27-20 lead at the halftime break. North Posey scored 19 points in the third quarter to beat the Eagles 19-10 in the third quarter to extend their lead to 46-30. North Posey came out blazing in the fourth quarter, outscored Day School 16-5 in the fourth quarter to win 62-35 over the Eagles. Individual scoring tonight. Leading the way for a game high with Austin Schmidt with 20 points. Brayden Compton finished with 13 points. Ethan Mansfield with 9. Noah Kessler with 5. Stone Rican with 5. Then we got Peyton Seymour came off the bench at 8 points. Seth Gentile with 2 points. And Roman Eshi with 2 points. And that's the scoring night for North Posey. For Day School, they were led in scoring by Jacoby Wilkerson with 11 points. Tavion Stith had 10 points. All 10 of his points were in the first half. Then we had Jackson Harris with 6. And Malik Zayden with 6. And Eli Koontz with 2. So that was their scoring for tonight's game. We're going to go to the girls basketball game with North Posey against Boonville in just a minute. But we'll be back on the air again this Friday night when North Posey boys play at Mount Vernon. We'll bring that game to you live at 7:30. We'll bring the pregame around 7:20. So until then, have a great evening. And we're going to forward this progress into the third quarter of the North Posey and Boonville girls game. Until then, have a great evening.